It's good that we are here. This is one of my favorite days of the entire year. It's what we affectionately call Palm Saturday here at the Cathedral because we're at the very beginning of the most extraordinary week, and the stage is set for the most extraordinary drama that's ever played out in human history. It's the story of our lives and of our salvation. They asked, is Jesus going to come to Jerusalem? Is he going to come to the feast? Because if he comes, he's going to die. Why? Because he claims to be this guy who's going around and healing people. The lame are walking. The deaf can hear. The blind can see. And even raise the dead person. And he claims to be God. But he's not the God that we want. We want the God that's going to free us from the Romans. The Messiah that's going to come and give us political freedom. Jesus says, I didn't come for that. I came for freedom, you better believe it, but not from the Romans, from the ancient enemy who has held you captive from the moment of your existence until today. The Jews said, we don't want that one. We want to be free of the Romans. And what you've been saying and doing doesn't agree with us. So if you come, we're going to kill you. The stage is set. Will Jesus come? Because if he walks into Jerusalem, it's going to get ugly. We know how it plays out. And this week is about reliving that extraordinary drama. That Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who created you and me, and watched as we were taken captive by an evil enemy, from the time of Eden until the present day, devises a plan, an extraordinary plan. And he says, I'm going to drop in behind enemy lines, and I'm going to go hunting for the devil who has captured my beloved creatures, my sons, my daughters, my friends. And they're going to know one day how much I love them, because I'm going to walk into Jerusalem. I'm going to ride in fact, on a donkey, a sign of victory, palm branches below me, and I'm going to go to battle. And it's going to, well, we'll see it real soon, what it looks like. And he says, because you're worth it. Because you are worth it, I will die for you in the most extraordinary and excruciating death. Excruciating comes from cross, cruce. The most excruciating death, so that you might know, you, my beloved creatures, who know you've been captured by an evil force, that I will go to all lengths and I will never stop, so you can have an experience of my love, and then you can experience freedom. And then once you've experienced that freedom, you've tasted it, you're going to want it all the more, and I'm going to invite you into a beautiful journey, a mission. And you're going to come fight with me and for me, and not for yourself, and not for the world, and not for Satan anymore. Come fight with me. Our weapons are love, and wisdom, and knowledge, and understanding, and piety, fear of the Lord, fortitude. Come fight with me. I will equip you with weapons. Come with me. Let's go save a hurting world. That drama plays itself out every day, if we allow it. If we allow Jesus and believe that he said, you, I created you so wonderful, you have no idea. But I know that you become enslaved. I know that you experience the attack of the enemy, and he turns you in on yourself and against others, and I don't want that for you anymore. Do you want it anymore? And we say, no. He says, and I'm coming. Let me come to you. Break the bonds, set you free, and invite you on the most extraordinary journey of your life. Walk with me out into that battlefield, and let's go save some souls with the weapons of love. Because the enemy is Satan, not the Romans, not this one or that one or that person or that neighbor, Satan. But Jesus said, I'll give you everything you need. I will take care of you. I'm your warrior king. Let's go. That, folks, is Holy Week. Replaying that so that we can remember that's our life, that's existence. And holy cow, I want to be a Christian. That's better than any Marvel movie, as fun as they are. We watch those all the time. We live one that's far more extraordinary if we remember and wake up each day and say, thank you, Jesus, for creating me. Thank you for coming and rescuing me. Rescue me again today. I want to be free because I know I'm under attack, because someone hates me, because you love me. And he walks into Jerusalem and says, you want to know how much I love you? Watch this. And then we got to wait a week. And then he walks out of that tomb and says, now let's go. It's Palm Saturday. It's the beginning of the most extraordinary drama, and we must live it, realize it, and love it. And we have no more purpose, no more imaginal meaning in our lives than to live that. It's also Palm Saturday because we have six extraordinary human beings here, five crazy people who want to be Catholic today. Welcome to the big, messy family we call the Catholic Church. It's wonderful. And another one who wants to be confirmed, who says, I was baptized Catholic, but I want the weapons to fight the war with Jesus. And you're going to get them. All six of you are going to get them. They're called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's no joke. Got my Holy Spirit socks on. That's how real this is. You're going to receive some gift extraordinary. It may take time for you to realize it. The six of you, stay connected to your family. Stay connected to Jesus. And the most extraordinary things will happen. Battles will be fought. Some lost. But the war is won. And Jesus invites us into a response. What's your part in it? Stay with me. That's all we ask of you. Stay close to Jesus. Each day, stay close to us. And this thing is extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Worth dying for. As Jesus thought, you are so extraordinary that you are worth dying for, and he did. We thank you for taking this journey with us. We welcome you to the family. We will equip you with the weapons of true spiritual warfare. And we're going to journey with you. It's such a wonderful day. Thank you for your preparation, all those who have assisted you. Let's wait no more. The Holy Spirit can't wait to fill you with his gifts, those weapons for fighting the most extraordinary battle that you could ever imagine. And thank you all for your support and love of these folks. We're going to applaud them once they've been received and gifted. And at the end of Mass, you're going to welcome them to this family and strengthen them with the encouragement of our brothers and sisters.